Ings, Jenny. South Lancaster, Massachusetts, September 17, 1884. Dear Sister Ings, I have been hard-pressed with labor and have had but little opportunity to write. But I have written several articles for the paper, which would become stale unless I could get them out at once. I felt bad that Edson, White, and Willie, White, or one of them, could not be with me on this journey. It is too bad. I expected Edson would certainly be with me, and Emma, White, too. They were with me at the Iowa meeting. There, Emma was taken sick with great distress in her stomach. It was very stubborn. Edson worked with her nearly all night. Next day, she did not sit up but a little. Sister McCumber was willing to go with me to New York. Then I hoped Emma would improve, but she had another attack. Sister McCumber mastered it after a while. Edson could not go to this meeting on account of his business. Then Sister, Lucinda, Hall, and her mother urged Emma to go home with them, thinking the working with hops might improve her health. She went. Sister McCumber has been with me since. We meet Emma at Syracuse today. She goes with us to Ohio and to the Michigan meeting. Then Sister McCumber leaves me in Emma's and Edson's hands, for she is anxious to get to her mother, if she can leave me in good hands. But, otherwise, would not leave me, even if I said to her, go. I left Portland, Maine, Monday. Am staying here at Brother S. N. Haskell's for a breathing spell. We had good meetings in Vermont and in Portland. The outside attendance at Portland was good. Through the day, there was good attendance. One and another came up claiming my acquaintance. They knew me when we were school children together. Cousins and acquaintances came to the meeting. Melissa Tapley, my niece, was present. Her husband attended one meeting. Her children came Sunday and attended Sunday. Emma Morrison and her husband came to the meeting but left Sunday. It was remainder missing.